I have lived the blues all of my life. So I feel like I am part of the blues. My grandfather bought me my first guitar in Little Rock, Arkansas. Stratocaster. I kept it for a long, long time until someone stole it from me. During that time when I was coming up, you had to keep your eye on the sparrow at all time or you would come up lost. My first cousin, he was older than I am. I used to cry for him to teach me how to play guitar, but he wouldn't. And so it was one Saturday, I wanted to go to town. The school buses used to pick us up and carry us to town every Saturday. And so my grandmother said, no, you can't go today. And I started crying. And she said, well, you can play my guitar. And when I got back home, I was playing Long Gone. I don't know if you know anything. It was something like what Pee Wee Creighton had put out on that style. And when I got back home, she heard me playing. And she said, okay. So Sunday, you have to go to church. She taught me this card, and I played in church. Fact about it, I enjoyed myself, and hey, I felt very good. There was, you know, everybody was happy, clapping their hands and jumping and shouting, and the spirit got into me during that time. Of course, I left it to start doing different things, but the same heart and soul is still in me, and I can appreciate it today, and I can appreciate her for taking her time, you know, to give me what she did. I must be here for some reason. I've just made 61 years old, and hey, I feel like just turning it around, 16 on up again. I feel that good sometimes. I have my ups and downs, I have my bad days, but hey, it takes that for me to continue on, making me stronger and stronger and stronger every day. I have my aches and pains sometimes, but that's all right too, you know, because without an ache and pain, in this life, I feel like there's no life.